U.S. President Donald Trump has become the first sitting president in almost a century to feature on a U.S. coin designed for circulation. On Wednesday, local time, the U.S. Mint began selling the gold-toned $1 coin bearing Trump's image. The coin, which is now available, according to the U.S. Mint's website, is being issued as part of celebrations marking the country's 250th anniversary. Its release marks the first time since former U.S. President Calvin Coolidge appeared on a 1926 commemorative coin that a sitting president has been featured on U.S. coinage. The gold-toned $1 coin features Trump's portrait on the obverse, alongside the inscriptions Liberty, In God We Trust, and 1776-2026. The reverse features an illustration of the presidential seal, with 250 inscribed on the shield, Al Jazeera reported. According to the U.S. Mint, these coins capture the spirit, pride, and legacy of a nation approaching its landmark anniversary. However, the release of the new $1 coin has sparked controversy over the decision to feature a sitting president on U.S. currency, breaking with a long-standing tradition. The law dates back to 1866, when Congress introduced the measure after objecting to an official placing his own portrait on U.S. currency. Known as the Thayer Amendment, the law prohibits the portrait of any living person from appearing on U.S. notes, although the restriction does not apply to coins. According to Al Jazeera, the measure was proposed by Spencer M. Clark, then superintendent of the National Currency Bureau, after he placed his own image on a 5-cent fractional note. Additionally, the federal law states, only the portrait of a deceased individual may appear on United States currency and securities. However, Trump allies in Congress have introduced legislation seeking to create an exception to this rule, although the proposal is currently stalled, BBC reported. At the time, referring to Coolidge, the current Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent highlighted that another living U.S. president had been featured on a half dollar in 1926, when Washington commemorated its 150th anniversary. The latest coin cannot be considered illegal since, in 2020, during Trump's first term, he signed legislation known as the Circulating Collection Coin Redesign Act of 2020, CCRA, which allowed the U.S. Treasury the authority to mint $1 coins with designs emblematic of the United States semiquincentennial. The legislation also barred the portrait of any person, living or dead, on the tail of those coins. Additionally, while the law barred the portrait of any person, living or dead, on the tail side of the coin, Trump's image appears to be on the front side, indicating that it likely complied with the law. The $1 coin featuring Trump's image is the latest addition to the list of government properties and initiatives that the Trump administration has sought to associate with the U.S. president. Swati Gandhi is a digital journalist with over 4 years of experience, specializing in international and geopolitical issues. Her work focuses on foreign policy, global power shifts, and the political and economic forces shaping international relations, with a particular emphasis on how global developments affect India. She approaches journalism with a strong belief in context-driven reporting, aiming to break down complex global events into clear, accessible narratives for a wide readership. BRBR previously, Swati has worked at Business Standard, where she covered a range of beats including national affairs, politics, and business. This diverse newsroom experience helped her build a strong grounding in reporting, while also strengthening her ability to work across both breaking news and in-depth explanatory stories. Covering multiple beats early in her career has helped her be informed about her current work, allowing her to connect domestic developments with wider international trends. BRBR at LiveMint, she focuses on international and geopolitical issues through a business and economic lens, examining how global political developments, foreign policy decisions, and power shifts impact markets, industries, and India's strategic and economic interests. BRBR, she holds a bachelor's degree in English honors from the University of Delhi and a master's degree in journalism and mass communication from Guru Gobind Singh Indraprastha University. Her academic training has shaped her emphasis on precision, analytical rigor, and clarity in writing. Her interests include global political economy and the intersection of geopolitics with business. BRBR outside work, Swati focuses on exploring her passion and love for food. From fancy cafes to street spots, Swati explores food like a true foodie. Oops! Looks like you have exceeded the limit to bookmark the image. Remove some to bookmark this image.